first of all, know what you want, but then upgrade your money mindset. Absolutely. If you change how you think about money, everything else will automatically change as well. So you'll find better opportunities for extra income. You'll find better opportunities for investing.
Microphone check, 1, 2, what is this?
You're now listening to a brand new episode of the Play Big Faster podcast.
Look what you done started.
Let's go.
Welcome to another episode of the Play Big Faster podcast. I am joined today by Florian Fritz, and Florian is a money coach. And when I first saw that he actually helped people improve their money, I was like, okay, this is someone we definitely need to talk to. So without further ado, Florian, how are you doing today?
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm doing great, Sherry. Great to be here.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about how you started working with personal finance.
I started as a financial advisor about 20 years ago, and we had great fun and made good money. And yeah, I learned a lot. But I also found after a couple of years that I didn't really like how the financial industry is treating their clients, meaning banks take all the money and the clients pay all the fees and take all the risk. So I wanted to do something different. And in the last crisis, 2008, I stopped that working with that the company I was working with and started learning from different trainers. I was traveling the world to learn from some of the best trainers, people like T. Harv Eker, Robert Kiyosaki, some former fund managers, how real wealth building strategies work.
You did mention the 08 crisis. How did that change the way that you work with people and the way that you share principles with people about how to improve their money?
The first thing I did is I worked with a real estate company finding investors for them, where I found the offer was really fair for the clients, for the company, and for myself. And while I was doing that, I was training myself and learning how to be better, how to create wealth. And then I switched to, instead of selling financial products, I'm teaching people how they don't need financial advisors anymore, how they can do it much better themselves. And that's not only about the financial products. That's what most people ask, right? I have 10,000, where do I invest them? And that's starting way too late. So today I'm teaching the three pillars of financial success, or the three superpowers of the money hero, how I like to call them, which is money mindset, how you think about money management, how you deal with the money that you have, and then money making, especially making your money make more money for you.
Okay, so Florian, let me tell you now, you're going to get me in all kinds of trouble. Some of my closest friends are financial advisors. And so you just said you're telling people they don't need some of my best friends. Unpack that a little bit for us.
Yeah, there's two types of financial advisors. There's the people who live off the commission. You don't pay them, right? They do the service for free. At least you think it's for free, right? But nothing's for free. So they get paid by the companies they're selling you the products off. They get commissions. Now, what are they going to sell you? The stuff that pays the highest commissions, probably. That's insurance. There's life insurance. There's very high commissions in there if you use that for investment purposes. Investment mutual funds, very high commissions in there. And then they will say, oh, after a year or two, we have a little profit in there. Let's take that and put it somewhere else so they can get a commission again. And every time you pay a commission, they get money, but you lose money. So in the end, you're just paying for other people and your retirement fund won't be there when you need it and any other plan as well. Of course, there's also good financial advisors that where you have to pay a fee and they don't take commissions. So they're acting more in your interest. Because if the fee that they get is the same anyway, or even better, if they are successful with your money, they get more, then it might work that they find you the right thing and actually give you what you need. But still, you have to pay them. And you say, I could actually save that money by educating myself a little bit, spending an hour a month to take care of my money myself. And the difference between using a very low-cost index fund or ETF or high-cost mutual fund is usually zero in the performance, but in cost, it's over the years, if you do that for 10, 20, 30 years, it's tens of thousands of dollars that you're saving.
Okay. And so I'm not going to ask you about any proprietary formula that you have for doing this, but just generally, how do you work with someone without selling them products, and you actually teach them the principles about mindset management and making skills. What does that look like working with you?
First, we got to find out what you actually want. I do have this, the Money Hero Dream Roadmap here, 12 Steps to Financial Freedom. And we start with finding out what you actually want, because most people don't get what they want because they don't know what that is, right? People know what they don't want, if anything. But if you ask them, okay, but how does your dream life look like? No idea. So we start finding that out. How does your dream life look like? Where are you? What do you do? Who do you do it with? How much of it do you do? Yeah, all this stuff. We create your bucket list, basically, right? And then also people think, oh, I want to be a millionaire. Do you actually need to be a millionaire? Or how many millions do you actually need to create that dream life that we've just defined, right? Having 1 million doesn't really motivate anyone. It's a very abstract number. And why would you want a million? It's going to be more emotional, and it gets emotional if you actually know, can visualize that dream life. So that's the first thing. If you want to drive somewhere, right, the first thing you enter into your GPS is, where do you want to get to? The other thing the GPS needs is, where are you right now? So that's the next step, creating your financial statement. What's your income? What's your expenses? What's your assets? How much money do you have? What's your debt? How much money do you owe? So you actually know where you're starting from. And if you know where you're starting from, you can also say, okay, what do I need to change? Is there debt I need to get rid of? Do I need to create more assets? Definitely, you need to create more assets. Do I need to lower my expenses or increase my income or both? So if you know these things, it's much easier to make a plan on how to actually get there. And it's definitely a good idea to create more income streams. So think about how to create passive income. There's passive investment income, so you make your money work for you. Or do you want to create a side hustle, a side business, some business income that creates some money? There's tons of opportunities online now to make some extra money. So that's the things you want to get started. And of course, learn about money. The better you understand the rules of money, the easier it is to win the game. And we don't learn about money in school, right? I found that's true all over the world. We don't learn about money in school. And I think actually that's the plan. Governments or whoever is ruling doesn't really want us to understand money and be more successful financially. So we have to do that ourselves.
And one thing that I'm hearing you say, basically, this can apply to anyone, regardless of how much you have in the bank or what your actual income is. These principles can work for anybody, correct?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter where you're starting from. If you're in the hole, in the red numbers. Actually, while I was working with the real estate company, I was doing pretty well. After setting it up for a while, I was working, I don't know, 5 to 10 hours a week for around 10K monthly income. So I had time, and I started a second business in solar energy with a partner. And then I didn't take care enough of that partner, and he bankrupted the company, and suddenly I was $500,000 in debt.
$500,000. Wow.
Yeah, not the best situation to be in. And about the same time, that real estate company said, actually, we don't want to pay your high commissions anymore, and we don't need that many new investors anymore. Let's stop working together. So the easy good income was gone, and I had a ton of debt. Not that fun, but still, that's actually the point where I decided to teach people about money. I thought, okay, now I know what works. I've helped those guys make millions. I know what doesn't work for myself. And I've been working with hundreds of people as a financial advisor, so I know the general mistakes people make. And if I put all that together, I can help people in all kinds of situations to improve their financial situation. So it doesn't matter if you have a lot of debt, if you have nothing, if you do have money, there's always a next step where you can do better.
But you mentioned mindset management and making skills. Do you work with people in that order, or is mindset more important than making the money? Because a lot of times we just focus on making money.
Yeah, that's not even a competition, right? Mindset is so much more important than making money, because actually, if you have the right mindset, the making money will come much easier or automatically. Like we have this beautiful model. Yes, we can see it. Where do our results come from? Our results come from our behavior, right? Or especially not one-time behavior. Nobody ever got fat from eating one piece of cake.
Great example.
And nobody ever got poor from buying one piece of cake. But if you eat a whole cake every day, you'll soon see a difference on the scales.
Exactly.
And
yes.
If you buy stuff that you don't really need every day, you'll see a difference in your bank account. So your behavior determines your result, right? Now, where does the behavior come from? That comes from our mindset, our attitude. If you think you have to work hard for money, what are you probably going to do? Work hard, right?
Work hard. Yeah, work hard.
Now, in your experience, are all those hardworking people rich?
No.
No, they're not, right? Most of them are broke. But we still believe that, and we even teach it to our kids. You gotta go get a job, work hard, and you'll be fine. But it doesn't work. But this working hard determines our behavior. We go and work hard, and that determines our result. We'll be tired in the evening because working 18 hours a day makes you tired, not rich. Have, I don't know, lots of pain, bad health, and all that stuff. And where does our mindset come from? That comes from our conditioning. What we learned from our parents telling us, you got to work, go get good grades, get a job, work hard. School, media, all that stuff. And that's, if you want to change the results, you don't change here the behavior, you change down here, right? You start changing those beliefs. Money is the root of all evil. You have to work hard for money. It doesn't grow on trees and all that stuff. As long as you believe money is bad and rich people are greedy and bad and crooked, you can never be rich because your conscience will protect you from becoming rich.
That's interesting. So let's unpack that a little bit. How do you start with conditioning? Do you do affirmations? Are there daily exercises? How do I change my money mindset?
Absolutely. All good stuff that you just said. First of all, you identify what your beliefs right now. Just take a couple of minutes, quiet or some calm music without singing, without lyrics. And think about it. If I think about money, what comes up? Like money is. And what's the first thought? Don't try to do something good, come up with something good, but be honest with yourself and write down what comes up. When you think about money, when you think about wealth, when you think about rich people, what comes up? And just write it down. Like the stuff you've been hearing all your life, doesn't grow on trees, is the root of all evil. Giving is better than receiving and all that stuff. We can't afford this. Write all this down. And then you switch it to write down more supportive beliefs. Money is the root of all evil. Actually, with money, I can do a lot of good. Or money doesn't grow on trees. No, actually, money is lying in the street. I just have to pick it up.
I love it. Yes, money is lying. Okay.
It's everywhere. They've been printing trillions over the last couple of years. If you have a million or two of that, doesn't make anyone else poorer. Right? There's enough money out there. So you write those down. And then, of course, you've heard money is the root of all evil. Money doesn't grow on trees. You've heard it thousands of times in your life, right? So now you need to override that. So you need to tell yourself the new supportive beliefs again and again as well to override that. It will sound strange at first if you read your new affirmations, your new beliefs to yourself, where you say, oh, I can make money easily and it's lying in the streets. I just have to pick it up. You'll say, first, you won't believe yourself, right? But anyway, those old beliefs have been lying to you all the time, so why not lie back? So you just do it until it feels natural and until you start believing it, and then you'll see differences as well.
It's very interesting the way that you laid it out, because now if my mindset is better and I'm moving to my making skills, what about the limiting belief that I only have one skill to make money? Is that also part of the mindset on the making skills? How is that different, the making skills from the mindset skills?
That's a belief about yourself as well. I only have one skill. Which person only has one skill? First of all, this is highly unlikely that you only have one skill. But even if you had only one skill, you can still think about different ways to make money with that one skill.
Love it.
You can, I don't know, if your one skill is knowing something about money, right? I can sell financial products. I can teach people like I do now. I can do that live. I can do that online. I can record a course that people can watch online. I can do one-on-one coaching with people. So there's so many other things. I can teach other salespeople on how to be more ethical when doing financial coaching, right? There's so many things I could do, or I can just invest and trade with the money. So there's so many options I can do with just one skill. And I'm sure with every other skill, you'll find different ways of monetizing it as well.
This is so good. This is some really good stuff. So we've gotten mindset, we've gotten our making skills. Now, when we talk about management, is this the piece where you say that you don't actually need a financial advisor, or is it separate?
Yeah, financial advisors won't tell you how to manage their money. They will just ask you how much do you have and then tell you how to invest it. I want to start a lot earlier, as soon as you receive an income. Every money that comes into your pocket, you want to manage that money. Because we have most people, no matter how much they earn, very little. I had clients with very little income. I had clients with very high income. They all have one thing in common. At the end of the money, there's still a lot of month left, right? Money is never enough. And there's actually a law for that. Parkinson's law, telling us that the demand for something will always match its supply. Let me give you an example for that. If you want to clean your house, and you give yourself 2 weeks to clean your house, how long is it going to take?
2 weeks.
Weeks, right? If you give yourself 2 days, how long is it going to take?
2 days.
2 days. And if your in-laws call that they're coming in 2 hours, you probably can even do it in 2 hours.
Exactly.
Right? So the demand will match the supply of time. Same is true for money. If you look at your bank account, money, you spend it. So what you have to do is you have to protect yourself with a system so you take it away. People ask me, why would I need more than one bank account? Exactly for that reason. If you have one bank account, money on it, you spend it. So you got to take something away for different purposes and put it in other accounts. If you have a business, you need an account for taxes. So you have the money. My tax advisor, my CPA, told me most small businesses go bankrupt because they don't have the money to pay taxes next year.
Oh.
So you need to put money away for taxes. But whether you have a business or not, the easiest money management system is the 50-30-20 rule, which is 50% for your needs, 30% for your wants, and 20% for saving and investing.
So you teach people primarily how to handle the 20% for savings and investing, or the entire 100% broken up like this?
Yes, we start with the 100%. Actually, I go into a little more detailed money management system, which is by T.R.F. Ecker from his book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, which I highly recommend, by the way. That's the book that got me into personal education and financial education. And he says, split your money into six jars. Number one is your financial freedom account, where you put in 10%. And you never spend that money. You just invest it and make it grow until you can live off the interest that money pays. Then you have your long-term saving for spending, meaning you want to buy something a little bigger that you can't pay from your monthly income, family vacation, refurbishing your house, a new car, whatever it is. So you put 10% into long-term saving for spending. Then you have an education jar, 10% you put in to educate yourself, to get better, to improve your money-making skills, for example. 55% is for your necessities, so food, shelter, and all that stuff. 10% for play, for fun, that you actually have to spend every month or at least every quarter. You have to treat yourself to something good so you feel rich. And 5%, the rest is to give. So you want to give something back as well. So I work with people on creating a system like that. Of course, the percentages can change a little bit. But that's the recommendation. And from there, then about the saving and investing, of course, we talk about what to do that with it.
If you could share with someone one way that they could play big faster with their money mindset and their personal finance, what would it be?
The first step is, first of all, know what you want, but then upgrade your money mindset. Absolutely. If you change how you think about money, everything else will automatically change as well. So you'll find better opportunities for extra income. You'll find better opportunities for investing. You'll find a better environment, better people to talk with or work with. yeah, to play bigger and go faster, just change your money mindset.
Now, if someone wanted to work with you, what is the best way to contact you and what services do you offer for people?
The best way is probably to go to moneyheroacademy.com and join my basic entry-level membership, which is probably the cheapest or at least best value for money financial education platform. It's just $7 a month. And you will learn about the first two pillars, the money mindset and the money management part, with lots of valuable bonuses like the Money Hero Dream Roadmap, like a 90-day journal, the Money Hero Wealth Journal, that will give you some tasks every day for 90 days to work on your finances, and a 21-day attracting money challenge, where for 21 days you get an exercise every single day to change your money mindset to, instead of resisting money, you start attracting it, and lots of other good stuff.
So you heard it here first on the Play Big Faster podcast. Florian, we thank you so much for your time and just all your insight today. We're going to make sure we share all those links in the show notes. And until next time, play big faster.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode, and remember to play big faster.